Hi, this is Nick Forster, host of E-Town. I'd like to tell you about a new podcast, Purple State. Purple State takes a deep look at the underlying causes of the current kind of nasty state of American politics and asks big questions through interesting conversations and interviews. You can find us at Team Purple State on social media and at purplestate.org. Search E-Town's Purple State wherever you get your podcasts. Hi, everybody. This is Nick Forster. Another week brings another trip into the E-Town archives. This week, we are looking back on a very special show from all the way back in 1996, featuring the truly legendary singer and songwriter and all-around hero, Mr. John Prine. John turned 72 this week, and he's still at it on tour. His most recent release and his 20th album to date, The Tree of Forgiveness, was in many people's minds his best record ever. So it's a great example of how he continues to find new places to take his songwriting. If you haven't already done so, do yourself a favor and give that record a listen. And better yet, go and see him when you can. I saw a show of his last year that was just spectacular. So thank you for tuning in today. I hope you enjoy the timeless songwriting of John Prine.
Bags and bought myself a ticket for the land of the tall palm tree. Aloha, old Milwaukee. Hello, Waikiki. I just stepped down from the airplane when I heard her say, Wacka wacka nuka licka, wacka wacka nuka licka, would you like a lay? Hey, let's talk dirty in Hawaii. Whisper in my ear. Kekapuka, makawawahini, are the words I long to hear. Lay your coconut on my tiki. What the heck a mooka mooka, dear? Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. Say the words I long to hear. It's a ukulele Honolulu sunset. Listen to the grass skirt sway. Drinking rum from the pineapple out in Honolulu Bay. The steel guitars are playing while she's talking with her hands. Gimme, gimme, okadoka, make a wish and wanna poke a words I understand. Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian, a whisper in my ear. Kekapuka, makawawahini, are the words I long to hear. Lay your coconut on my tiki. What the heck a mooka mooka, dear? Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. Say the words I long to hear. There's more. Well, I bought a lot of junka with my moolah, and I sent it to the folks back home. I never had a chance to dance a hula. Well, I guess I should have known. But when you start talking to a sweet wahine, walking in the pale moonlight, Okanoka, what a set of Nakaraka, Sispumbakas, hope I said it right. Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian, a whisper in my ear. Kekapuka, makawawahine, are the words I long to hear. Lay your coconut on my tiki. What the heck a mooka mooka, dear? Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. Say the words I long to hear. Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. Say the words I long to hear. Aloha. He's just a small fry, just a bit too gun shy to have his heart touched without a glove. He looks at strangers as potential dangers, trying to steal is endless love. But love has no mind, it can't spell unkind. It's never seen a heart shaped like a valentine. For if love knew him, will it walk up to him and introduce him to an endless love? I've been out walking, got a pillow talking to anyone who has the time for me. But there are some folks, they think that love chokes. It ties and keeps them from being free. But love has no mind, it can't spell unkind. It's never seen a heart shaped like a valentine. If love knew you, we'll walk up to you and introduce you to an aimless love. Heart-shaped like a valentine. For if love knew you, we'll walk up to you and introduce you to an aimless love. And introduce you to an aimless love. Thank you.
I'm Nick Forrester. You're listening to E-Town. We're here with John Prine. John, let me ask you before we get on to your next song, just a couple things. Your family came up to the Chicago area from Kentucky, isn't that right?
Yeah, my mother and father are from Kentucky.
Yeah.
Me and my three brothers are all born and raised in Chicago.
Yeah. And did your folks play music?
My mom's dad did, and she liked to sing around the house. My dad liked to play the jukebox, and that was about it.
Yeah. He was a union guy, right?
Yeah, he was a steelworkers union.
Yeah, but you got into music pretty early and started writing songs in school, is that right?
Yeah, my brother Dave taught himself how to play the fiddle and guitar and mandolin, and I heard him playing for our dad one day in the kitchen, and I thought, my God, that's my brother doing that. So I asked him if he'd show me how, and he said he would, and I learned three chords, learned a couple of Carter Family songs and Freight Train, and then I started making up my own words.
Yeah. We can tell, yeah. there's that great place in Old Town where I used to go a few times in the Old Town School of Music, and that's a place that gave you a little bit of help along the way, didn't it?
Yeah, it was really good. They were teaching like some bluegrass classes over there, and I was interested in that, so I went until they stopped teaching bluegrass, and then I dropped out. And after school, I went in the Army for a couple of years and came back and then got reinterested in going down to Old Town School.
Yeah. The other thing that was a rare resource in Chicago that just quite a few people really got to benefit from, but you especially, was Steve Goodman. And maybe you can tell me a little bit about how you guys met.
Well, Steve was already playing on the Chicago folk scene. At first, he was in like kind of a Chad Mitchell kind of group, and then he wrote City of New Orleans, and I heard it on the radio. He didn't have a record deal, but they played a cassette of him singing City of New Orleans, and right. I pictured this guy to be about 6'4" with real short hair and a little goatee, and he come backstage one day, and I was singing at the Earl Old Town. He came over to check me out, and in walks this little guy, you know, big eyes and everything, and says, "Hey, I'm Steve Goodman." We just kind of became instant friends. It was kind of meant to be.
Yeah. And I know you're going to do some more songs from your new CD, but you've been at this quite a long time. You've been playing music and really writing some American classics. Do you ever feel like it's tough to keep motivated, keep writing songs, keep doing it?
I'm enjoying it more than ever, actually. Yeah. Just lately. It's been almost 25 years this month.
That's right.
Since I've been out doing this. And
old boy recording artist, Mr. John Prine, along with his band.
I wish, I hope, I wonder where you at sometimes. Is your back against the wall or just across the line? Have you been standing in the rain beside a nursery rhyme? Trying to recall some long lost kind of peace of mind, peace of mind. Try spending the night sometime, all alone in a frozen room. After meet you've lain, you're saddled in the rain. I dreamed till I got up down in my basement, and he waited there for me to have this accident. So we could drink my wine and eat it like a sacrament. And I just stood there like I did. And then I came and went, I came and went. Like a bird in a foreign sky. Couldn't even say goodbye. But come and share the pain. The saddle's in the rain. La la la. Friend who doesn't know that I'm his friend just yet. His eyes and mouth was widely open and his jaw was set like he fell off a cliff and hadn't hit the bottom yet. I wished he wouldn't pull those things on me without a net, without a net. I had him up to the house one time. We was having a real good time. And then he went in the rain. He settled in the rain. Far from the Alamo sits this girl that stole my records very long ago. And she wishes, wants, and I washes out those dirty clothes as she shuts her eyes and dreams about a one-eyed Joe, a one-eyed Joe. Car parked in a dirty road. Heaven knows the load she pulled. Just couldn't take the strain. It's saddled in the rain. Southern storms blow lonesome, still dark blue and high. Black clouds are twisting orange as they go flashing by. Like some cheap religious painting hanging in the sky. You just touch my face and I wanna break right down and cry. Break down and cry. If it should ever come down your way, grab a bottle of throat and say, won't you please explain this saddle in the rain. Thank you. With a little headed dancer on the road to alcohol, and I was just a soldier on my way to Montreal. Yeah, she pressed her chest against me about the time the jukebox broke. Yeah, she gave me a peck on the back of the neck. These are the words she spoke. Blow up your Jeep, throw away your baby, go to the country, give you a home, plant a little garden, need a lot of peaches. Try to find Jesus on your own. Well, I sat there at the table and I acted real naive, for I knew that topless lady had something up her sleeve. Yeah, she danced around the barroom and she did that hoochie goo. Yeah, she sang her song all night long. Tell me what to do. Blow up your TV, throw away your baby, go to the country, build you a home, plant a little garden, need a lot of peace, try to find Jesus on your own. I would leave her, but she looked me in the face. I said, you must know the answer. She said, I know, but I'll give it a try. And on this very day, within a little hour away, there's a reason why. We blew up a team, blew away our paper, went to the country, built us a home. We had a lot of children, fed them on peaches. They all found Jesus on their own.
Thank you for listening. This is Nick Forster. Join us next week, and we'll be back with more from the E-Town Archives.